Teacher Kelly Morozik is wearing a cloth face mask at Denina Elementary School near Wasilla as she asks her room of 16 first grade students a math question.
Would we use this sign, or this sign, if we want to add them together?
One student, Wayne, who's sitting on the carpet in front of her, says to add, you use a plus sign.
Very good. Elbows, Wayne. Very nice.
Morozik and Wayne bump elbows. That's the school during the coronavirus version of a high five.
Sometimes we even do like a foot, like a shoe bump, where we do a toe tap or a happy dance. I do a lot of air high fives from across the room. So, you know, give me an air high five from where you're at.
Morozik describes the school year so far as amazing. She says she's happy to be back in the building, and she says so are her students. The Matsubara School District is the state's largest school district to welcome students back to in-person classes this fall. The school year started in late August.
You know, when those kids were coming back that first week, I remember saying, well, here goes the big experiment.
That's Matsu School Superintendent Randy Trainee. The district has about 18,000 students. Trainee says those students could opt to continue school online this fall or return to school buildings. About 65% chose in-person classes, and so far, Trainee says,
I think it's going better than we probably could have hoped.
Trainee says that's because of a lot of community support, a lot of planning, and
we do have a huge advantage, right? Community spread in the Matsu Valley is low compared to many other spots in the country. Geographically, we're spread out over a large, large area.
The school district has publicly announced about 10 known COVID-19 infections and had to temporarily shut down about 6 schools. That means students have to do their work online, from home, for a day or more. Trainee says the district expected that and planned for it. He says what he's most happy about is that there's no evidence yet that COVID-19 has spread within Matsu schools. He says that shows the district's plan is working. That plan includes keeping students in contained groups and not sharing classroom supplies. Also, all teachers and staff, plus students in grades 3 through 12, must wear face masks.
When you walk through the schools, it really just hasn't been an issue. Kids are willing to wear their masks.
At Denina Elementary, 11-year-old Island Swalling says wearing a mask at school is pretty okay.
And, you know, sometimes if you do like gym or something, your mask does get a little sweaty, but other than that, it hasn't been too weird.
Overall, she says she loves being back at school.
When you're like in person, you know, if there's something you don't get, your teacher's there to kind of help you understand it. Plus, when you're at home, you don't really want to like sit up straight in a chair. You just kind of want to sit in your PJs on your bed.
Dr. Elizabeth Olson with the State Health Department is working closely with schools to set up coronavirus mitigation plans. She says the department has been watching whether reopening Matsu schools has impacted the number of new coronavirus cases in the region. And so far, it hasn't seen a rise. Olson says she's been impressed. Moving forward, the most significant obstacle will be keeping up the current level of vigilance, she says.
I think the huge thing that's looming for Matsu is the thing that's looming for all of us. It's COVID fatigue. Everybody is sick of this. And we all want things to go back to normal.
But until then, she says, face masks, social distancing, and hand washing in schools and outside of them are key. In Anchorage, I'm Tegan Hanlon.